A new WBUR poll this week suggests the last month of historic snowfall and the resulting MBTA meltdown have taken a toll on public opinion. For example, when it comes to the T, 42% of respondents rated the T system as poor. That number is up 29 points from just last month, before the back-to-back snowstorms that have crippled the T. Joining us now to talk about the potential political fallout from all of this are our analyst, Republican Todd Domke. Hi, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
And Democrat Dan Payne. Hi, Dan.
Morning, Bob. Sorry I'm a little late. You know, the tea has slowed everybody down.
Since we're talking about that, let's start at the top with Governor Charlie Baker. Our poll found people don't blame Charlie Baker for the tea's troubles, but they do expect him to fix it. Is Baker in danger of taking a hit here or not, Todd?
Well, I think it came through okay so far. He seemed genuinely concerned about public safety, making it the top priority, and he seemed to work long and hard during this crisis, not posturing, but trying to do his best to manage a crisis that just got worse and worse. How it will affect him longer term politically depends on how he'll act in the coming weeks. You know, the snow will not suddenly melt away, and neither will the consequences.
Well, Baker gets the benefit of the doubt because he's only been in office like about a month and a half. Seems a lot longer than that. Now, Bill Belichick has a saying that he drums into his players, which is, do your job, which means don't worry about what your teammates are doing. You do what you're supposed to do. And fixing the tee has now become Charlie Baker's job.
On the flip side, could Charlie Baker and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh benefit in a lasting way in their response to snow and MBTA problems? Do you see the possibility of that?
The T's problems are so severe that it's going to be impossible for any political figure to gain any benefits from trying to fix it. You know, Charlie Baker during the campaign billed himself as a manager. He said he was going to make things happen. Instead, the first thing he did is started complaining and got Beverly Scott hot under the collar to the point where she quit. He used to say in the campaign, we can't be kicking the can down the road. And that's what he's doing. He's kicking the can down the road on the tee. He's cutting $14 million out of its budget. I don't see how you can do that when we're having these problems.
I agree. And I don't think Governor Baker's eager to play the role he did in the big dig, you know, coming up with the funding scheme, whether a bond issue for the already debt-ridden MBTA, or taxes, fees, fare hikes. House Speaker DeLeo said he's against raising taxes, and Senate President Rosenberg said he also is disinclined. But they will feel pressure from Boston legislators to do whatever is needed. And one way or another, it's bound to cost a lot of money. So Baker will be in a bind. He's pledged not to raise taxes. He doesn't want to alienate voters west of Route 128, who rarely use transit. But he's got to do something. And I agree with Dan that both Baker and Walsh, if they just come out neutral on this, if they just don't lose, that will be an achievement.
All right, let's talk about Olympics. The WBUR poll shows a major shift in support for bringing the Summer Games in 2024 to Boston. A month ago, supporters had an 18-point advantage over opponents. But now in the new poll, opponents lead by 2 points. What do you think that tells us about how people feel about the games? Is public opinion really formed yet on this, Todd?
Well, this could be a turning point. This is a major shift where the initial euphoria then becomes skepticism and then hardens into opposition. That's a very serious threat to the pro-Olympic forces. There's growing worry, I think, among people that this will cost billions and that indirectly, if not directly, the taxpayers will be picking up the tab.
Well, you know, people weren't that wild about the Olympics even a month ago, according to the BUR poll in January. What's happened is that the Olympic Games have been completely oversold by some kingpins in the business community and college presidents and public officials. The terms of the discussion about the Olympics has shifted from, do you think Boston is a worthy place to host the Olympics, to, do you think we can handle the Olympics? And that's a very different matter.
Well, how big do you both think that the Olympic battle is going to be? And what's the likelihood that these big names who are going to operate the pro-Olympics machine that supporters are already creating to push the games will be out-organized by opponents, including former independent gubernatorial candidate Evan Falchuk?
Well, you know, Evan Falchuk has proved that he can organize. I mean, he got himself on the ballot. He got the 3% he needed running as an independent to get his independent party on the ballot. He's using this as a wedge that he can use to create a movement for himself and for his cause, which is to prevent the Olympics from coming here. You know, if I were a college president or a business CEO or a company that stands to gain from construction, I'd be worried about this.
That's right. And the pro-Olympic coalition, what it had going for it was this momentum, this aura of inevitability, where a lot of people, a lot of leaders at least, felt that they couldn't be critical or skeptical about it without seeming unpatriotic.
Right.
Now, if majority opinion is opposed to it, you're going to see a lot of that public leadership, that public enthusiasm vanish.
So are you both anticipating then that the Olympic fight will be a big political battle, one that's going to play out in the media with lots of campaign ads?
I think so. I don't know if there'll be ads because the anti-forces don't have the money that the pro-forces do. And the pro-forces have to be careful not to look like they're trying to deluge the population with advertising.
That's right. This WBUR poll really caught a shift in public opinion that is a severe threat to the pro-Olympics forces. And if, in fact, it's a continuing shift, if it's a trend, and if this plurality against it in this poll becomes a majority against it statewide, how can they say that the people of Massachusetts are enthusiastic for it and how wonderful this is and businesses should get behind it if, in fact, most people are opposed to it?
Well, thanks to our political analyst for coming in, Republican Todd Domke.
Good to be with you, Bob.
And thank you, Democrat Dan Payne.
You're welcome, Bob.